The body scan. Firstly, setting yourself up. Giving yourself permission to be as comfortable as you can. Aim to be both alert and relaxed. If you're sitting in a chair, as best you can, sit upright. Sitting away from the back of the chair. But if you need back support, then sit right back into the chair, or perhaps place a cushion behind your back. Make sure that your hands and your legs are well supported. Allow yourself to be aware that there may be sounds in the background, perhaps from traffic outside, or perhaps from voices within the building. There may be doors opening and closing. There may be the sound of a phone. These are just background sounds to your meditation. They don't need to carry you off. You don't need to chase after them, wondering what they are. And now, out of this broad awareness, becoming aware of the sensations in your own body as you sit here. Aware of yourself as a living, breathing human being sitting here in this space. And now, bringing your attention to your feet and noticing the sensations in your feet. The soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, your toes, your heels, your ankles. Just noticing wherever sensations are present. No need to analyze anything, no need to ask why. Just noticing whatever is there. And gently guiding your attention into your lower legs. Noticing the muscles in your calves, the hardness of the bones, becoming aware of whatever sensations there are in your knees, in your upper legs. Perhaps noticing the sensations of contact between your skin and your clothes. And gently guiding your attention into your pelvis and all the muscles and organs in the pelvis. Just noticing, not judging anything, no need to change anything or analyze anything. Becoming aware of the weight of your body pressing down through your sitting bones into your seat. And if you notice that there's some tension or holding here, first of all, just notice the tension and perhaps inviting it to soften slightly, but without placing any demands on yourself. And now, gently bringing your attention into your abdomen and your chest, and noticing how they move when you breathe. There's a slight rise and fall of your chest and abdomen as the air goes in and out. And if you notice that your mind keeps wandering, this is fine. It's what the mind does. The mind wanders. And now becoming aware of your shoulders, the tops of your shoulders, your upper spine and neck. Becoming gently aware of the weight of your head balanced on your neck, and allowing it to be supported without straining in any way. And gently becoming aware of the sensations in your face. Becoming aware of the muscles around your jaw, and allowing them to soften. Your lips just gently touching. Your tongue soft. The muscles around your cheeks, your nose and your eyes, soft and gentle. Your forehead smooth. Your scalp soft. And now gently and at your own pace, guiding your awareness back down through your body, noticing all the sensations as you guide your attention from your head all the way back down to your feet. Gently exploring all the physical sensations in your body. And as you do so, noticing from time to time how the mind wanders. When you notice the wandering mind, there is no need for regret or annoyance or a sense of failure. Just notice that the mind has wandered. Gently choose to let go of the distraction and bring your attention once more back to the sensations in your body. The sensations in the body are a place to put your attention and a place to which you can return when you notice your mind has wandered. Setting and resetting the wandering mind. And now we can begin to bring the practice to a close. Perhaps taking some deeper breaths. And in your own time, returning to a normal sitting position.